こんにちは。
こんにちは。
このポッドキャストでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介していきます。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話方式でコメントをしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方は、ポッドキャストの機能でスピードを調節できますので試してみてください。じゃあ1個目のニュースいきます。1個目は先週の話に引き続いてアップデートなんですけど、国家安全保障局が、アメリカで、裁判所の許可をなしに国民のメールとか電話とかを勝手に閲覧してたという話を暴露したエドワード・スノーデンの話を先週したんですけど、そのアップデートで先週、香港に逃げてたんですけど、先週末にモスクワに飛んでいたことが分かりました。で、現在、保護を求めてエクアドルに亡命を申請中です。
So, Edward Snowden. Previously, we've talked about Snowden, and he's the whistleblower that basically blew the lid off the NSA PRISM program for domestic and international spying in cooperation with several large corporations like Google and Apple and Microsoft and so forth. Just as an update, he has since moved from Hong Kong to Moscow with the help of WikiLeaks and Julian Assange. And basically he's hiding out in the, well, supposedly he's hiding out in the Moscow transit area of the airport, and he's avoiding being arrested, basically through a technicality, where the transit area of that airport isn't technically Moscow, or isn't technically in Russia.
そう。まあ、なんかロシアの言い訳としては、彼は空港の乗り継ぎエリアにいるから、まあ乗り継ぎエリアっていうのは、テクニカリにはロシア国内ではなく国外だから、まあ、まあうちの国で預かってるわけじゃありませんみたいな言い訳をしてて、まあ、アメリカはもうスノーデンのパスポートを無効化してるから、まあ、自由に旅行は普通にできない状態なんだけど、ちょっと面白いことに、スノーデンが10代で日本語を勉強してて、ゲームとかアニメが大好きで、NSA の任務で2009年にデルの派遣社員として日本に住んだことがある。で、しかも彼女のLindsay Mills にも日本で会ったみたいなんだよね。なんかニュースによってちょっと日本で会ったのか一緒に日本に旅行したのかソースによってちょっと違うからわかんないんだけど日本で会ったかもしれないのって。So he loves Japan. He loves Tekken.
He likes Tekken?
Yeah.
What's his favorite character?
I don't know. he's not my friend, but なんかエドワードで日本語の発音で自分の名前を紹介できるらしいよ。
Seems like he'd use Asuka or something.
ね、すごいよね。日本大好きらしい。
He's one of those guys that uses like a Japanese girl character with like the short skirt, and he's just doing like kick moves the whole time.
Ew. そうなんか彼女が何ストリッパーじゃないやポールダンサーで、彼は結構なんていうのオタクっぽい見た目だから。どうして彼がこんな彼女をゲットできたんだろうみたいな感じで結構みんなに勝手に言われてる。
She's pretty. She's a pretty girl.
She's not my type.
She's not your type.
タイプ、私のタイプじゃないけど、まあでも、まあ普通に、なに、体はすごい、やっぱ。
Is she American?
I think so, yeah. 28歳だって。
That's like a Cameron Diaz type situation, though. A white girl working in that sort of industry in Japan.
Well, I don't know if she was a dancer in Japan.
Oh, I see. She might have just been a dancer in the States.
で、なんかその写真も結構出てて。だから彼女もいきなり有名になってるわけだよね。彼氏のせいで。
Pictures of his wife are leaking too.
His wife?
Yeah, you're talking, well, his girlfriend.
Right? Yeah, girlfriend. Yeah, スノーデンちょっと捕まらないように頑張ってほしいなって思ってるんですけど。
怖いね。Think about that. Obama's chasing you.
Yeah. I mean, the entire American government.
Yeah.
だからアメリカとオバマ大統領ともうみんなに追われてる状態で、だけど あの、アメリカ国内のサーベイ、アンケートでは、まあ大半の人が、まあスノーデンはヒーローだ、みたいな感じで言ってる。でも、it's funny, because アメリカってさ、裁判するときに、なんだろう、その人対 people of America でしょ、だから people of America がこの人のことを支持してる場合はさ、どうなるんだろうね。
Yeah.
I mean, legally, I understand, but...
Yeah. Well, it's...
People of America
There's definitely a gap between the people's interests and the government's interests.
そうだね。
And there's less of a gap between government and corporate interests than the government and people's interests. At least, I mean, in my opinion.
ね、ここまで顕著に、まあ政府の求めてるものと国民の求めてるものにギャップが出るっていう。しかもそれを埋められない。
Typically, they're against leaks like what Julian Assange was leaking for the reason that it can actually endanger American lives. It can endanger, like, you know, secret agents' lives and things like that.
But
the prison program was just like, he's just saying the government's been spying on you. And then Obama saying, oh, it's not a big deal. Well, if it's not a big deal, then why didn't you just tell us?
Right? Yeah.そう、あの、ウィキリークスのジュリアン・サンジの件の時には、確かに彼が暴露した情報によって、あの、アンダーカバーの捜査官の身元がバレちゃったりして、ま、いろいろ危険にさらされちゃった人たちがいるから問題だったけど、今回は普通に国民のプライバシーが侵害されてたっていうことで、まあ、国民は一応スノーデンの側に立ってる状態だけど、映画にできるよね、もう。
Yeah.
I hope he gets to Ecuador.
They're gonna do it all Hollywood though. It's gonna be explosions.
Yeah, そうだね。でもこんなことになるんだったら、日本語じゃなくてスペイン語勉強した方がよかったね。日本語使えないじゃん。Anyways, 次のニュースいきます。今回日本国内のニュースなんですけど、昨日、超熟女を売りにした売春クラブデリヘルが摘発されました。この店は所属女性の平均年齢が63歳で、お客さんも高齢者が大半。で、月に200万円を売り上げる人気店だったということで、まあ、2001年から営業してたんですけど、計3億2000万以上稼いだということです。
That's crazy. So there's a service, they call it Delivery Health?
Yeah.
Delivery health.
Yeah, it's like delivery pizza type of thing. You call
yeah, but it's,
and
it's women.
Yeah, it's women.
Yeah, so,
which is illegal.
What, I don't know what you call that in English, but.
Call girl service?
Call girl? Is that what you call it?
I think so.
I'm playing super innocent right now. but yeah, this, call girl service. It was a prostitution club of older women.
Yeah.
Ranging from 46 to 73 years old. That's pretty big range. Do you know how many people were involved in this?
I actually don't know. But, so, you, まあ、そんな大きいわけじゃないと思うけど、そんな何十人もいないと思うけど。
So they made 300 million yen. They were making 2 million yen per month.
うん。人気店だって。
And I guess, on average, their price was 9,000 yen per hour. Just in case you're interested.
1時間9000円からっていうことで、最高齢の、女性73歳は年金を受け取っていて、バイト感覚で働いていたっていう。で、あの、まあ、この事件を担当した捜査官がメディアに対するコメントで、まあ、その73歳の人は割と綺麗な感じのおばあちゃんでしたっていう。でもおばあちゃんだからね。普通に。その需要があることがすごいよね。82歳の男性に64歳の女性を派遣してた。まあ、でも82歳にとっては64歳っていうのは若いもんね。
But it's gotta get tough once you're old, you know?
To get women?
Well, you're forced to retire from your job. And so you're looking for work, but you're not trying to work at like a supermarket.Or, I mean, if you're an old
oh,
man.
Oh, as a woman?
Yeah. I mean, if you're an older lady, and Like, what kind of career opportunities are there for older women?
There are a lot of part-time jobs at, like, konbini toka super toka.
You can make so much more money. And if you're, like, old
I mean, I could be doing konbini no baito, or I could become a prostitute and make so much money, but I don't do that because it's...
Yeah, but I mean people that have already had, like, full, you know, well-developed careers, they're forced to retire.
まあね。だからこの女性たちが若い時からこの仕事をしてたのか、おばさんになってから初めてこの仕事をしたのか、どっちか気になるよね。
It's interesting that people that are part of that generation, a much more conservative generation, are engaging in this sort of occupation.
Yeah. Well, 1時間9000円で取り分が半分って言ってたから大体。
How is that expensive? Is that cheap? I don't know what the market rates are like right now.
Me neither. 知らないよ。
It seems cheap to me.
1時間9000円ってどうなんだろうね。
It seems cheap to me.
でも9000円で何ができるかによるけどね。どこまでやってくれる。
How much time do you need if you're an old man? Do you need an hour? Can you get like a discount? Like, how many hours are you?
Oh, you mean like if you finish in like 5 minutes?
Well, I didn't say 5 minutes. but sooner than an hour.
わかんない。だってデリヘル頼んだことないから。
Because they're saying 9,000 yen per hour, John. So,
1時間9000円からだから多分オプションとかつけてもっと高くなるんじゃない Like actual intercourse.
You're adding in like costumes and like
yeah.
toys.
Jesus Christ! 73歳でコスチュームオプション。
女子高生。
女子高生。
無理やり。
やばいね。でも、これを考えた人がすごいけどね。これがお金になるって実際に信じてやってみたらこんなに儲かったわけだから。まあ、illegal だけどね。We're not encouraging it.
Yeah.
Right here, but it's just...
Not officially, anyways.
Yeah. 次行きます。心理学者の最新の研究によって、スプーンやフォークの素材や種類によって味の感じ方も変わるということが分かりました。で、例えば、シルバーのスプーンで食べるヨーグルトは、プラスチックのスプーンで食べるよりも高級でクリーミーに感じるということです。で、これは、まあ、目から入る情報によって脳が影響されて起きる現象ということです。
Some recent psychology research has suggested that using utensils that are made of certain materials will affect the quality or, I guess, the characteristics of the taste. So, I guess one example is silver is better than plastic if you're eating yogurt. And there's a couple different elements involved in that, right? One is the visual element. You said if the utensil is more similar in color to the food that you're actually eating, then you taste the sweetness more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. そうそうそう。食べ物の色と似たような色のスプーンとかフォークで食べると甘みをより強く感じるっていう。
I think it's just kind of a feeling baller thing though. If you're eating with a silver spoon,
I think that's exactly it, though.
It's like a nice restaurant. So, like, you go to a nice restaurant, and then, like, the food is garbage, but the atmosphere is so nice, so, like, it evens out. Like, that happens to me all the time.
Not all the time.
I don't eat nice places all the time.
でもなんかいい食器とか、いい、だってさ、なんか、コンビニとかで買った安いものをすごいいいお皿とかに出してさ、ロブションとかで出したらみんな気づかなそうじゃない？まあそういうことでしょう。多分なんか錯覚じゃないけど。
I like big plates. I like the big plates. If I get a salad, I want the plate to be like huge. Even though the salad's like the same size.
Right.
Like huge plate.
Yeah.
And I like having like a real... I like nice ohashi. I don't like that cheap...
使い捨てのやつじゃなくてってこと?
Like, I don't like the square waribashi when I eat out. Okay. Do you know what I mean?
When you eat out?
Yeah.
As in, like, at restaurant とかでってこと?
Because there's, like, the ちょっと丸いやつ。 the round ones. Mm-hmm. And then they have the square chopsticks too, right? Mm. I like the round, the ones that don't splinter. Because sometimes, like, you go somewhere to eat. Like, if you go to, like, a ramen place where you're buying a ticket, and then you get your food, and you get your chopsticks out, and you, like, break your chopsticks, and then one of them's, like it breaks off uneven at the top.
トゲみたいになっちゃうもんね。
Yeah.
Yeah. なんか、ちょっと、お箸の話になっちゃうけど、 アメリカのドラマとか映画見てると、結構みんな、なんていうの、お箸を割った後に、そのトゲを取るために、お箸を擦るじゃん。
Oh, yeah, yeah.
でもそれって日本人はやらないんだよね。
No, I see it all the time. People do that.
でもそれテレビで見たからじゃない? もともと多分、日本で始まったものじゃないと思うんだけど、それ。
Really? You think foreigners came up with rubbing the chopsticks together?
Because the quality of ohashi overseas must be worse than the ones here.
It's getting bad here, though.
Maybe,
the quality of chopsticks in Japan is like...
でもね、この擦ってるのは日本人より外人の方がよく見る。 まあ、とにかく、 それでファットダックっていうあのすごい有名なレストランがイギリスにあるんだけど、その人たちがその心理学者と一緒にあのパートナーを組んで新しいスプーンを開発してるっていうことらしいです。
Do you have silver spoons?
Yeah.
You do?
Oh, like silver?
Yeah.
No.
Well, it has to actually be made of silver, right? That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
I think the metals, like you can taste the metals too. So when I'm eating food, I don't really like the metal spoon that much. I don't really like the plastic taste spoon.
あのさ、あれが一番嫌だ、でも、木のスプーン。
The wooden spoon?
Yeah. あのさ、木の味がするじゃん。
Yeah.
あとあの、ロリポップについてる紙の棒?
Lollipop.
Is that like British way of saying it?
Lollipop.
Candy?
Lollipop.
Lollipop?
Yeah.
Whatever. No, it's not whatever, it's important. なんか紙の棒がついてるやつあるじゃん。あれって最後にもう紙の味がするじゃん。
Oh yeah.
それが嫌だ。
You're eating paper.
Yeah. I'm like literally eating paper.
I almost always eat with chopsticks because I like the wood better than metal.
Okay.
Plastic.
Okay. Taste wise?
Yeah. That's why I like it drives me crazy that they always give me a spoon at the
コンビニ。あ、そう、マイケルはコンビニ行くと外人だと思われてお箸をもらえないんだよね。They
always give me a spoon for it. Like, I'll buy, like...
そばとか。そば.
And they'll give me a spoon. It's like, what are you doing?
なんでだろうね。とか...
食えないじゃん。 With a spoon.
とかレストラン行って日本語で話してても、マイケルにだけ英語のメニュー渡してきたりとか。
Yeah.
結構多いよね。
Yeah. Story of my life.
It's your gaijin face. Okay.
They're building a space age underwater hotel in the Maldives.
Yay, that's my honeymoon destination.
And what's interesting about this hotel is that it's designed for the sea levels to rise. So right now the sea levels are rising due to the melting of the ice caps and climate change. And so they know that if they build a regular hotel, that eventually, well, there's a high risk of it being submerged when the water levels go up. So they're building a hotel that is designed to be underwater in the future. So they're going to build it above the sea level now, and then when sea levels rise in the future, you can still stay at the hotel, and it will be functional underwater.
モルジブ島で、 ま、イタリアのベニスみたいな感じで、こう海抜が上がってどんどん島が沈んでいってるんですけど、島が沈んでも使えるホテルを今建設中。で、それは、ま、今は陸の上にあるんだけど、海の下に入っちゃったとしても使うことができるホテルだということです。モルディブ超行きたい。It's so beautiful. Have you seen pictures of Maldives?
Mm-hmm.
なんかあの、水上、ホテルじゃないけどさ、こうなんか一個一個部屋が海の上にあるじゃん。 That's my honeymoon destination. あれ私の夢のハネムーン、なんていうの日本語で、 ハネムーンの場所
Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
That works.
そう、将来。もう決まってんの。
Yeah, a lot of these really beautiful islands around the world are slowly sinking.
Sinking.
They're disappearing. So.
ベニスもすごいもんね。夕方になるとさ、もう、びっちょびちょで、あの、広場があるんだけど、
Yeah.
びちょびちょってかもう本当に水溜まり、あの洪水の時みたいになっちゃって、すごいよ。
I don't really think that's a time of day thing though. That's a tidal effect, right?
Which is related to 時間, right? So like every evening, the hiroba would be like during the day. It's actually like pretty dry.
It's a moon thing, not a sun thing.
Oh, okay, I guess. Yeah.Yeah, it's kind of crazy, because like, during the day, it's totally dry. 日中は全然乾いてるけど、夕方になるともう、びっちょびちょ。すごいよ。ちょっと楽しかった。けど、まあ、住んでる人にとっては。
Well, you should go soon.
大変。
You gotta get married soon.
ね、頑張らないと。
You wait too long to get married.
でも、このホテルあるから大丈夫じゃん。
Yeah, but it's gonna be different.
Underwater.
Because the beaches are gonna be underwater.
Oh, that sucks.
So you're just gonna have land.
Yeah, that changes everything.
It changes everything.
Yeah. そうだね。そしたら別にモルディブじゃなく
て。Miami is going underwater too.
How? It's crazy. Mm-hmm. まあ、Miami よりモルディブの方が残念だけど。But Miami is supposed to have like...
You can't say that.
But Miami is supposed to have a lot of hot people, right?
You can't say that.
I've only been there like once, like one day.
Miami?
Yeah. もう全員スペイン語だよね。もうタクシー乗った瞬間運転手も全部スペイン語、ホテル行っても全部スペイン語、もうアメリカじゃないみたいだった。But there are a lot of hot people there.
I want Miami to stay around, so.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I'm not saying Miami should sink or anything.
Okay.
Hi.
So, China just had a successful space mission.Where they sent a space craft with three astronauts to their space station, known as the Tiangong-1, or this translates to Heavenly Palace 1. And they were in space for 15 days. They were actually on the space station for 13 days. But they conducted various technical experiments and medical experiments.And they also did a live stream physics lesson to Chinese middle school students from the space station. And this was the final, mission to the space station, and the space station's, expiring now. So they're developing their next space station, which is the Tiangong-2. And this is significant because it's really shown that China is a very capable nation from a technological standpoint. We think of China as just assembling very cheap items, and that they can't do things that are highly complex or require really high standards for quality. But going to space is no joke. Building a space station is no joke. Having all your missions to that space station be successful and bring your astronauts back safely, that's real. So China has really shown that they're a major player in space.
中国が、宇宙ステーション、ティアンゴン1、これを訳すと、天国のお城っていう宇宙ステーションがあるんですけど、そこに3人の宇宙飛行士を15日間送って、その3人が無事帰還しました。で、その3人はその15日間の間、まあ、技術だったり、医療の実験を宇宙でやってたんですけど、まあ、これまで中国っていうと、まあ、部品を安く作って、それを組み立てる。で、まあ、それの設計とかは他の国がやってるみたいな、まあ、モデルができてたんですけど、まあ、中国も、発展してきて、こういった、もっと複雑な、高度な技術を要するものが可能になったっていうのを証明したっていう。で、まあ、宇宙に行ってる間に、この宇宙飛行士たちが、中国の中学生向けに、ストリーミングで、
Yeah.
They had like lessons.、
Mm-hmm.
なんか授業したっていう。まあ、ちょっと可愛いよね。
Yeah. It's cute.
Astronauts. 15日間ってことは、でも15日間行っただけでもやっぱりさ、なんかそういう、何、筋肉とかの問題とかって出てくるのかな？
Oh yeah, for sure.、
Mm.
For sure. I mean, yeah. There's, you're definitely, in space, like there's no resistance to you moving around.
Right.
You really are like, you might as well be in a hospital bed.
Mm.
That's why they have all these bikes and stuff up there. They're trying to exercise、mm. to try to prevent themselves from losing muscle mass and bone density.
Right, right.、
But 15 days is not a long time. Like, they've had Russians up there for, like, years.
Right.
Like, the Russians just hang out in space forever.
So, でも最近そういうさ、なんか宇宙飛行士がストリーミングでなんか発信したりとか、ツイッターとかで、何写真をどんどんアップしたりとか、yeah. 日本人の宇宙飛行士の人でもいたけど、なんか楽しいよね。このツイッターとかでフォローしてると、あ、今この人宇宙にいるんだみたいな感じで。
Yeah.
It's pretty weird.
They're moving so fast too.
うん。そうだよね。
Yeah.
That's craziness. 宇宙。
Yeah, I'm just really surprised. I'm really impressed by China that they've been able to do this. I mean, they've certainly overtaken Japan as far as space capabilities. And in some ways, the U.S. looks silly too. Because the United States had to retire all their space shuttles. They've had so many accidents with those.、
Mm.
And they were basically piggybacking. They were dependent on Russia's rockets to take them up there.
Right.
And then basically the NASA program is just...It's been reduced to like little satellites and stuff now.
なんかそれ聞くたんびにあれ思い出すんだけど、あのアルマゲドンのあの Okay, I'm not gonna do the monomone here, but
the asteroid situation.
No. あのブルース・ウィリスとかが宇宙ステーションに着いた時に、yeah. あのロシアのスペースステーションじゃん。
Yeah.
This like Russian guy has been there forever alone.
Oh yeah, and all this stuff is like,
says, like welcome to the Russian space station.
Yeah, that's how it is though. Their equipment
right?
is like,
でしょ?
Like it's amazing that anything Russian works at all.
でしょ?
But it does somehow.
そう、だからいつもその映画の話を思い出して、あれもあながち嘘じゃないんだみたいな。That guy was crazy.
Russians have such a reputation for being so.Tekito, like,、mm. so careless.
Right.
And so, like, so it's crazy that they've had such a successful space program.
Yeah, thanks to the odd motivation, right?
But to compete with America. The American private space industry is really starting to take off now, so.
Elon Musk.
Yeah, Elon Musk.
SpaceX.
Yeah.
Your hero.
Elon Musk. He's amazing.
あの、このポッドキャスト聞いてたら多分3回に1回ぐらいイーロン・マスクの話出るんじゃない?
うん。
マイケルのヒーローだから。
いや。
でもそう、日本の人多分ほとんど知らないから、そしてイーロン・マスクみんなググった方がいいよ。He's done so much.
He's
and
like,
he's doing so much.
He's like ホリエモン times 1000.
そう、ホリエモンの
何千倍。And he hasn't
been to jail. そう、ホリエモンの何千倍も。すごい。ホリエモンも一回ツイッターでイーロン・マスクの話してたけど、
うん、
すごいね、みたいな感じで。まあでも本当に、まあちょっとここでは、今は、ディテール話せない、話さないけど。Okay.
So Apple is testing motion control features with、iOS 7. And I think it'll be functional with the existing hardware. At least it seems like it will be. But they're using the cameras、for head tracking.And this is intended as an accessibility feature. So, amputees or paraplegics will be able to operate a phone just with head movement.
Hmm.
And potentially other gestures as well. This will likely come out with the iOS 7 update. But it's kind of nice thatthey're thinking about people with accessibility issues、
right.
with regards to operating, you know, some of these more complex devices.
Apple が iPhone 用にモーションセンサーの開発を進めています。これは顔認識。まあ、日本語で言うと多分、追っかけ機能みたいなやつ。そのカメラとかによくついてる、こう顔を自動で追いかけてくれるような、あのセンサーなんですけど、これがあれば、例えば手が不自由な人とかでも、手を使わずに iPhone を操作できるっていうことで、まあ、iOS 7にこの機能がついてくるんじゃないかっていう噂です。そうだよね。なんか、どっかの、サムスンだっけ？どっかでこう目でさ、目の動きでこう操作できるとかもあるよね。なんかどこを見てるかをディテクトして、なんか瞬きを何回するとクリックみたいな。それはちょっとね、疲れそうだなと思って。
The Google Glasses, are operated with like eye movements, right? Like winking or something.
恥ずかしいけどね。
So you're like winking to take photos. And I think some of the Japanese phones have had, gestures incorporated into some of the navigation. So like turning the page of like a book or something.
Mm-hmm.
You'll like wave your hand over the phone. Mm-hmm. I think it was Sharp that was, I'm not sure. But.
名前も忘れた。でも、そうそうそう。触らなくても、デバイスに実際触らなくても、ちゃんと、何、動きを読ん、感知して、操作できるっていうね。
Yeah, they had it at the C-Tech event.
C-Tech. C-Tech って日本一トレードショーなんですけど、毎年新しい何技術とかデバイスとかが公表される場で、でもさなんかそのウィンクとか今は恥ずかしいとか言って笑ってるけどさ、昔ってこう何電話を耳に当てて持ってないで話す、何 Bluetooth とか、あとこのイヤフォンとかだと独り言言ってるみたいで恥ずかしいってみんな言ってたじゃん。
I still think so though.
Really? でも今結構みんなやってるからもうその恥ずかしさはないというかもうみんながさ知ってるからあこの人独り言言ってんじゃなくて電話してんだなって分かってくれるじゃん。だから将来さそういうウィンクとかもさ今は恥ずかしいと思ってるけど普通になってくれば。
I can't do it. I feel ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah.
So you never use earphones to talk on your iPhone?
No. No.
Seriously?
No. Mine doesn't have a microphone. I like...on purpose, avoid buying the ones that has a microphone built in.
Oh.
I like holding the phone against my head.
Weirdo.
I don't like walking around talking like that. I feel like a jerk.
Really?
Yeah.
もうそれが結構一番の便利な機能なのに。
Well, at least it's interesting though that we are having more and more ways to interact with our devices because...It started out with, like, punch cards, and then it was keyboards, and then it was keyboards and a mouse, and then it was a trackpad, and it was, like, touch screens, and then now we're getting into, like, weird, like, the Xbox Kinect, motion detecting things, and then they have a device that came out recently called, I think it's called Leap Motion.
Okay.
And you just plug it into your laptop, and it can actually see your hand.Like, perfectly. Like, it can see every finger, the shape of your hand and everything. And so you'll enter your hand into this virtual space. And then you can operate things. You know how, like, in Minority Report?
That's what I was going to say. もうなんか、どんどんトム・クルーズのマイノリティ・リポートに近づいてるよね。In that movie, 彼がずっとさ、こう手を動かして、全部操作してるけど、もうそれにだんだん近づいてるよね。
No,
that's exactly what I thought.
It's already like that now. Completely.
That's crazy.
It's completely like that now.
It's fun.
And now they have the goggles that you wear. And it has accelerometers built in.
Okay.
So when you look around, you actually look around in this virtual world.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's pretty crazy too.
Wow. I don't know if I ever want to do that. え、なんかそういう映画なかったっけ？それも。なんかさ、自分のバーディーを、は置いといて、virtual world でみんな生活しててさ。
No, this is way crazier. Because
what was the movie?
They have it now where you're walking on a moving platform that, it can go any direction. This,
okay.
This surface that you're walking on. And so you'll be walking, and you can turn and keep walking. And you stay in the same place in reality. But in the virtual world, your character is walking around. Same way that you're walking around. And then you have, like, I mean, it's usually like a gun, because it's games. It's always a gun. So, like, it can actually see where you're pointing the gun.
Right.
Or either that or the gun has accelerometers built into it, like the Wii controller. And then you have the goggles. So it's literally like you're in another world. And it's to the point where you can go into this virtual world and play this game, and you're so comfortable that you forget about reality.
That's like South Park's one episode on Warcraft, whatever, Warcraft.
I don't know.
Like, they're, なんかずっとゲームして、もうずっとパソコンとかスクリーンの前に座ってるから、どんどん自分だけデブになって、みたいな。もうでも気にしないじゃん？そのバーチャルワールドに自分は住んでるから、本当の
見た目は、
そうそうそう。だから本当の見た目はもう人にも合わないし、もうどうでもいいじゃん。ってなったら嫌だよね、でも。
But there's a lot of people that care more about their virtual identity than their real identity.
That's so true. セカンドライフとかね。なんかそういうソフトウェアにハマっちゃって。
しかもお金使ってんじゃん。
うん。それ。Yeah. So much money. それでそのサービス終了したらマジ頭おかしくなりそうだよね。It's like everything that you invest in this thing is like gone. And 誰にも文句言えないじゃん。
Games are scary.Games are scary.
ね。なんかそういうのにハマったことがないから、あんまりそういう。
I have.
嘘。
No, like, back in the day, I was playing StarCraft.
Okay.
And I was playing StarCraft, like, I could play StarCraft for, like, 7 hours solid.
Wow. でも、今そういうのにハマってる人たちって、なんかモンスターハンターとか、なんかそういうチームでやるやつだと、もう仕事辞めて、もうなんか24時間みたいな。で、私が今トイレ行ってくる間にあなたお願いみたいな感じで。すごいんだって。で、病気とかでもう休めないんだって。怒られるから。It's like teamwork. So, you're supposed to be there. You're supposed to help each other. You can't slack off. You can't leave. すごいよ。超厳しいよ。で、多分普通の会社とかより厳しいよ。でもお金もらえないからね。
They use so much money on that stuff.
ね。すごいよね。なんかだってアイテムとかさ、買ったり、何？
The thing that scares me about these games is, I mean, I think people should be able to do whatever they want. But, the difference between the recent games and old games, like when I was playing StarCraft, or I'm playing like,Smash Brothers on the Nintendo 64, Mario Kart. It's not that realistic, and the scope of the game is very narrow. So you get bored. So I'll be playing Mario Kart, and it's like, okay, moi, right?
So
I stop, because I want to do other things in reality. But recent games, there's so much you can do. And there's so much content.
しかもオンラインだとさ、どんどんアップデートされてさ。
Yeah, you're interacting with other people, so it's always changing, right?
Yeah.
Mario Kart, if you play it by yourself, it's like, oh, I've done this. Like, it's exactly the same as the last time I did this.
確かに。
The level is the same, and the computers are the same, or whatever. But in recent games where you're interacting with other people, and you're buying things, and you're searching for things, and they have such complex algorithms to mimic randomness.
That's so true, because like, I think
it's addicting.
I think with, for example, Mario Kart, your life cannot be less complicated than the game, right?
Yeah.
But with the recent, like, war games or whatever, your life can be less complicated than those games.
And it's so much more fun than real life.Like, you're playing, like,
For some people, I guess.
Yeah, the latest, modern, what is it called? Call of Duty?
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Where it looks so real, and you're running around, and people are shooting at you all the time, and you're getting shot, and people are, I don't know, healing you, and you're working as a team, and you're like taking out terrorists. And you get pulled into this virtual world where it's so intense. And then when you turn the game off, it's like, oh, I'm gonna make a sandwich. Like it's so much more boring.
So 今言ってるのは昔のゲーム、例えばマリオカートとかだと、まあ、いつも毎回遊ぶために同じだし、マリオカート自体はそんなに複雑なものじゃないから、自分の、まあ、人生の方が、まあ、いろんなことが起きる。けど、最近のゲームはもうすごく、何、コンテンツも多いし、フィールドも広いし、自分の人生よりもそっちの方が面白いと思う可能性が高い。そう、しかもオンラインだといっぱい人がいるから友達もできるし。
Like friends in the virtual world.That you don't see in real life.
Yeah.
So if you make really good friends in Call of Duty.
全然違う国とかね。
Yeah. Then you don't get to hang out with those friends unless you play the game.
Right.
そうだね。And that's so much more personal than Mario Kart.
そうだね。そう、その友達と会話したり会ったりするためにはそのゲームにアクセスしないといけないから、まあずっとアクセスするよね。そりゃ。
まあいいじゃん。
でも、Call of Duty とかさ、プレイ、何ビデオとかオンラインであるじゃん。うまい人とか超すごいよね。見たことある
?My brother is really good at video games.
It's so crazy. It's like...
My brother is like jumping in the air, like spinning and shooting people in the head with a sniper rifle without like using the...
だってさ、一瞬でも見られたらもう頭打ち抜かれるじゃん。Yeah, no.
超レベル高い。
So that's why like,
It's not fun like if I play US, with people like that.
米軍の人がさ、それを上手い人をリクルートしたりするっていうもんね。
Well, all the... Not all, but they're doing a lot of drone training now. They're training drone pilots. Because the drones don't have pilots in the drone. But there's someone on the ground that controls the drone.And the controls for the drone are modeled after video games. And so they actually use video games to accelerate the drone training.
Right. Mine was the other way. My point was the other way around, though. Like, they hire people who are already good at those games. And they are actually really good already because they've trained themselves using so many hours for free. Right? Yeah.They don't have to pay them even.
Yeah.
It's like a volunteer, and they're already trained, they're motivated, they love it, so it's perfect. They're perfect employees. すごくない?もうスキルもあるし、やる気もあるし。っていう。
And their other employment opportunities are probably not amazing.
Right.
Or not as interesting to them.
Exactly.It's like their dream job, right? Like if FBI or whatever military would offer
I wish these drones were like... I wish they'd use drones to like drop off food in Africa or something. Like the...
そうね。
It's such a waste.
Yeah, I think we talked about it last time too, but like we wish that they would use them for more peaceful reasons or purposes. Like delivering pizza. Just because I love pizza.
While you play your virtual world video games.
Yeah, and get fat. Like crazy. Okay. 今週はここまで。
Yeah, that's about it.
Okay.、
はい、以上です。
また来週。Bye!